Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint.
Thanks to Mike. Good evening. It's 5:30. This is update for Thursday, 6th of June, 2024 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes looking at the latest news on the Isle of Man. A background to that news, the sport and business and travel updates and the newsmakers in person. This evening, D-Day 80th anniversary commemorations. Tonight, the steam packet's got record travellers. This TT, £700 fine for encroaching on closed roads. Cruise ship passenger saved by defibrillator. And the latest on today's TT action.
Man Benham for all your business and legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes ahead of 6 o'clock, the update news headlines. Fastamai, Siobhan Fletcher.
Fastamai. Updated schedules have been shared by TT organisers for tomorrow and Saturday, and it looks like the senior race on Saturday has been shortened from 6 laps to 4. Racing was called off for this evening due to wet roads following rain showers this afternoon. All roads around the TT course are now open, and those new schedules are available at our website. Meanwhile, the Isle of Man has been marking the 80th anniversary of D-Day. Tonight at 7 p.m, the bells of St. George's Church will be rung to mark the anniversary. Further afield, world leaders including Vladimir Zelensky, Joe Biden and Emmanuel Macron have joined Prince William at the final event to commemorate the D-Day landings. They've paid tribute to those who took part in the operation on the beaches of Normandy exactly 80 years ago today. The man behind the blue and black or white and gold dress has been jailed for assaulting and strangling his wife. Keir Johnson's been sentenced to 4.5 years in prison for the attack on his partner Grace. And Jack Grealish and Harry Maguire have been left out of the England squad for Euro 2024. The pair joined Tottenham's James Maddison and Liverpool's Curtis Jones in missing out. There your headlines, news at 6.
Secure tomorrow today with Man Benham's guidance on powers of attorney and more. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Jeremiah, thank you. Siobhan from the Ronalds Way Met Office. No wind warning in operation for the North Irish Sea. The current state of sea is slight, and the weather this evening dry with some bright, possibly sunny spells and occasional showers coming in on a moderate westerly, down to 9 degrees through the night. For Bank Holiday Friday, cloudy with showers first thing and a moderate to fresh southwesterly. Sunshine later and up to 15 degrees, then a lessening westerly and mostly dry overnight, 9 degrees. For Saturday, Jasan, mostly dry with sunshine, isolated showers and a moderate west wind. Top temperature is 14 degrees. Tight on the way out, low water, 29 minutes past 6. Sunset 13 minutes to 10, high tides 26 minutes after midnight. Sunrise 13 minutes before 5 on the morning low water at 14 minutes to 7.
Manx Glass and Glazing can supply and install single, double and triple glazing. Call 674-573 or visit the showroom on the Snugbrook Trading Estate.
The highest number of passengers have been carried to the races since 1986, outside of 2007 Centenary Festival. Almost 38,000 people have travelled to the Isle of Man by boat for this year's TT. Managing Director of the Steam Packet, Brian Thompson.
Yeah, I think as a company, we're all really pleased with it. I think we've all worked very hard to get to this point. Delivering the Manxman, having that sort of high level of comfort and travelling in a bit of style for the customer. And I'm hoping that everyone who's travelled this year will go away and tell their friends about it, and they'll come back next year with even bigger numbers.
Are you expecting to see similar numbers going forward and growing?
I hope so. That does put a bit of pressure on our business development guys perhaps, but that's what we have to aim for. We have to aim to improve every year, and I think that's something we can achieve. There has been sailings with some spaces on them, albeit mostly foot passengers, so we'd look to fill that as well.
With anything that's new, there's always going to be some issues, some lessons that can be learned. Have there been any this year with the Manx and its inaugural TT?
I think it's just been not difficult, but just dealing with those bigger numbers. You know, the crew have worked really hard to get the turnarounds on time. I think that's worked really well, and I think it's the same every year. As we get to the end of TT, we're sort of up and running, you know, we know what we're doing, everything works like clockwork. So yeah, it's just a sort of continuous improvement is what we have to aim for.
Looking ahead to next year, we'll then have the new Liverpool ferry terminal in operation, all going well as well. So are you expecting that to have an impact on the number of visitors coming here too?
I would hope so. I think it should certainly improve the customer experience. You know, I think it was billed as a gateway to the island when it was first mooted. So hopefully that encourages people to come next year as well.
There'll be further commemoration events taking place tonight to mark the 80th anniversary of the D-Day landings. The Allied invasion of France led to victory in Europe during World War II. And at 9:15 tonight, beacons will be lit at St Ninian's in Douglas and St John's. This morning, Lady Philippa Lorimer, Carl Underwood from the Douglas branch of the Royal British Legion, and Peter Marvin from Heroes on the Water met at a wreath-laying ceremony by the War Memorial on Douglas Promenade.
Jumping off those landing crafts and finding yourself having to struggle ashore, and then all the nightmare that hit you on the shore, it must have been absolutely horrific. And, you know, because of their bravery, we're able to stand here on this lovely morning in the middle of TT and enjoy our lives. So, yeah, it was very moving. I love standing here on this War Memorial with the soldier looking towards the Isle of Man, and it's just very moving. And you think of your, you know, our sons in the army, and you just think of all the people that you've known and some of whom died, and it is very, very moving.
I'm so happy that so many people came this morning to show their respects to mark the 80th anniversary of D-Day. It's uncomprehendable to even think about what was going through the minds the night before, the morning, and when the first guys set foot off those landing crafts. It's just uncomprehendable.
It means a lot, because without them, we wouldn't be here today, or we wouldn't be living the life we've got today. So you've got to be grateful that those lads who went there on a day like this, nice and sunny, so we ought to be very grateful.
The only radio station that's Manx, and we're proud of it. Celebrating 60 years, this is Manx Radio.
Sidecar Racers have praised the organisers of the Isle of Man TT races for taking extra caution to ensure a safe event for everybody involved. Today, the sidecars completed their second race of TT 2024, and they spoke to us before the race.
Greg Lambert Racing, and my name's Greg Lambert. I'm the driver of sidecar number 15. No one can control the weather. The office have done marvellous this year. The lads in the paddock that have had weather at the beginning that's half destroyed the paddock area, and I think they've done marvellous to actually rebuild the paddock and reschedule things. And I mean, we've had a great week, really. I mean, we're actually packing up now to go tomorrow night, and hopefully if it goes ahead at the right time, then that's fine. But if not, you know, TT's priority to me. We're trying to get home to go racing at the weekend in Scotland because we're leading the championship, but TT's priority. We wait 12 months for this, and if I have to sit here for a week, I'll sit here for a week.
Robert Dawson on sidecar number 30.
Michael Russell on sidecar 22. I mean, to get a race week and get a schedule of 10 races out is going to be hard for anyone when you're against the Manx weather. Hopefully it shouldn't affect too many competitors. I know our lot are on the sort of evening boat on a Thursday, but I'm sure there will be a few that will be affected, sadly.
You know, from a personal point of view, you can look at it and you're all revved up to go out, and you think you're going out today, and we're not. And yeah, it's disappointing, but as Jack says, you can't predict the weather, and they're trying their best to get everyone in.
I mean, I don't know whether the only way, potentially foreseeable in the future, was to put the Superstock race sort of on the Thursday, run the sidecar today instead, just to alleviate the issue with the sidecars, because if you're in the Superstock race, no doubt 9 times out of 10 you're going to be in the senior, so it probably wouldn't have affected any of the solos as much.
A woman from Australia who entered closed roads on the TT course after losing track of time has been fined £700 in court for Manx Radio. Tessa Hawley.
Lynette Brown of Heskett Boundary Road in Victoria appeared at Douglas Courthouse today, where she pleaded guilty to contravening road closure rules. The 67-year-old crossed Peel Road in Glen Vine just after 10 o'clock yesterday morning after the mountain course had been closed for racing. She was detained by a marshal at the scene and then arrested by the police. In interviews, she told officers she'd been out for a long walk and was trying to return to where she was staying. The prosecutor told the court Brown had tried to attract the attention of the marshal at the crossing point but had been unsuccessful, so had crossed the road anyway. She later told officers she'd seen a vehicle drive past and had presumed it was ordinary traffic. The court was told this was most likely the course inspection car ahead of the racing action. Brown's advocate told the court his client should have made greater efforts to speak to the marshal, adding this was not a wanton, reckless act. She made a wrong decision. Asking the court to show leniency, the advocate added, she realises now it's a criminal offence. She is truly sorry for her actions. She wishes to apologise for this. Fining her and ordering her to pay £125 in prosecution costs. Magistrates told her this was obviously a serious misjudgment on your part. It can have serious consequences walking out onto a closed road.
This is the most listened to Isle of Man news source, and Manx Radio's Update is the Isle of Man's most downloaded news podcast.
The constabulary say they hope the recovery of a number of stolen items will reassure people about the level of crime on the Isle of Man. It's after a spate of thefts over TT fortnight. Inspector Paul Kemp has been updating Manx Radio on incidents they've been dealing with over the past 24 hours.
Business as usual, so we've had our usual sort of volume of work outside of TT, and the teams have been busy, but thankfully we're not reporting the 9 people going on the course today. And I don't want to hammer it too much today again, though we did have one person who was on the course, and they're actually going to court today. So we gave out 8 fixed penalty notices yesterday, and people have been moving the cones, which is very naughty, so you'll still get booked because we know that those cones have been moved because we're making sure that we've got evidence beforehand and afterwards. We had a couple of the thefts that have been reported of jackets. A bit of good news, a leather jacket that was believed to have been stolen. Thankfully, it turned out somebody had picked it up by mistake, and everything that was in that coat has been returned this morning, so that's really good, and thank you for the person coming back to us and sorting that so quickly. And the other one was the Rucker puffer jacket, which was taken a couple of days ago from McDonald's. Eagle-eyed roads policing officers yesterday in Kirkmichael saw the chaps on the motorbike that we believed was involved, arrested the person, and we've recovered the jacket. It's been repatriated to its owner, and that person has been dealt with as well. Thankfully, it sort of reassures, hopefully it reassures everybody that we have had a little bit of a spike in thefts. It's not a constant thing. We are aware of a bit of an incident out at the Conker Fields, which is out by the wildlife park. We're looking into that matter. It's been all over social media. A chap who's believed to be called Dave. Now, if Dave would like to make our life a bit easier, it'd probably be a lot quicker if he could pop into a police station and have a chat with us so we can get to the bottom of what actually has gone on. But we've liaised with the farmer this morning, who's gone to check to make sure all the fencing is still in place.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
At 17 minutes now before 6, the European Central Bank announced a widely anticipated rate reduction during its meeting in Frankfurt, despite ongoing inflationary pressures in the 20 nations Eurozone. This cut brings the central bank's key rate down to 3.75% from a record 4% where it had been since September 2023. And in corporate news, London-based tonic and soda maker Fevertree Drinks reported a year-to-date increase in sales, continuing to gain market share across all regions. The US market remains Fevertree's largest growth driver at retail level, with the company asserting its number one position in the tonic and ginger beer categories. And for a full daily market report, go to RamseyCrookhall.com. As inflation approaches the target set by central banks across the European continent, European business momentum's picking up. Eurozone business activity grew at its fastest rate in a year as inflation cooled ahead of the earlier European Central Bank interest rate cut. France was the outlier among the top 4 economies, with a slight contraction in the private sector activity. Germany, Spain and Italy experienced growth. Spain led the pack with sharp economic growth, while Germany's output rose the fastest pace in a year. Italy's expansion, however, lost some momentum. Inflationary pressures eased across the Eurozone, although input costs and output prices remained elevated compared to pre-pandemic levels. The UK services sector also saw a slowdown in growth, but experienced a substantial cooling in input cost inflation, which fell to its weakest since February 2021. NatWest Bank reports that consumers across the continent are spending more on recreation, travel and betting, while cutting back on their home spending as services sector inflation remains high.
The Stock Market Report, brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European stocks rose as traders absorbed the European Central Bank's first interest rate cut since September 2019. US stocks showed little change. Asia Pacific stocks climbed. Gold reached a 2-week high. And the numbers from Ramsey Crookall at the close in London, the FTSE 100 up 0.5% at the close to 8,287. The DAX in Frankfurt up 0.4%, 18,651. A short time ago in New York City, the Dow Jones Industrials up 0.1%, 38,851. The Nasdaq Tech Stocks Index down marginally 0.3%, 17,182. And the S&P 500 in Chicago up 0.2% at 5,335. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling's trading at $1 27.9 cents, €1 17.4 cents, and 24 South African rand 16 cents. In commodities, gold up 0.9 cents. tenth of a percent, $2,375 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude up 1 1/3% at $79.64.
I'm running late again. Do you know where I put my car keys?
In the fridge.
Where's my phone?
Under the dog basket.
Bye.
You haven't forgotten that we're seeing Ramsay Crook all later?
Oh, no, of course not. 5 p.m. is it?
3:15.
I'll be there.
Life is busy. That's why Ramsay Crookall's team takes time to help you make a mindful investment decision, considering all the options, giving you full control of your financial future. Less stress, more assurance.
Forgot to put my shoes on.
Oh.
See how we can make your money work for you. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookall.com. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
14 minutes before 6 on Manx Radio, live from Douglas in the Isle of Man. There's more than 2,000 cruise ship passengers passed through the Isle of Man Sea Terminal on the 18th of May. One man, a German national, suffered a heart attack. But thanks to the calm and collected 18-year-old Welcome Centre employee, Gabrielle Corkish, who assisted with the use of a defibrillator supplied by Craig's Heartstrong Foundation, he survived and is now recovering in a hospital in England. She's been telling Manx Radio what happened.
The cruise ship had 2,500 people on board, so you can imagine how busy the sea terminal was. People queuing through past the front of our shop and out the building and wrapping right round, actually. And obviously it was a very hot day as well. Lady come in, she said, you know, how can I call an ambulance? And she said, I think my husband's having a heart attack. So I said, oh my goodness. So I called an ambulance. Luckily the shop was quite quiet at the time. We called, I passed the phone to the lady because obviously she knows a lot more than I did. So she spoke to the lady on the phone and the ambulance arrived quite quickly. Somebody else had already called an ambulance as well. So a couple of them arrived on scene and she asked me to go out and help once we'd finished the call with the operator. And the gentleman was cardiac arrest. So it was quite a nasty thing to see, but you just have to remain calm and just get on with it and do what you can. Obviously it was very frightening at the time and you sort of think, oh, well, what if, you know, it's too late? What if the ambulance doesn't get here in enough time and all this? So there were lots of things going through my head at the time, but for the sake of the lady who was obviously new to the island, she was obviously panicked herself. For me to get panicked as well, it just would have made her a lot worse, and I wanted her to stay as calm as possible. So the defib machine is outside in the front car park. A member of the cruise ship had actually already called the ambulance and got the code for the machine and had brought it to the patient and had the pads there ready and on. It was just more a case on my part to, because they weren't great with their English, to make sure they were actually listening to the machine.
Manx Radio Sport.
Fastamai, Rob Pritchard.
Fastamai, good evening. A first ever TT victory for Davy Todd today as part of a busy racing schedule earlier. The Saltburn man won today's Superstock TT Race 1 in a thrilling battle to overcome second place Peter Hickman by just 2.2 seconds.
Davy Todd wins his first ever TT on the Milwaukee BMW.
This is a dream, like it feels unreal. I honestly can't find words right now, mate. I can't say anymore. I'm over the moon.
Meanwhile, outright lap record holder Hickman was quick to congratulate his opponent.
I was trying really hard out there as well, but at the end of the day, just didn't quite have enough for Davey. Just congratulations to Davey. You know, first TT win. I know exactly what that feels like, and it's an absolutely unbelievable feeling.
After making history yesterday, 27-time winner Michael Dunlop completed the podium in third. Elsewhere, we then went from two wheels to three as the rearranged sidecar TT Race 2 took place shortly after over two laps. The race had originally got underway at 10:30 a.m. this morning, but was halted due to a red flag incident at Waterworks involving Todd Ellis and Emmanuel Clement. Both of them were quickly confirmed as being okay. A full restart then took place at 2 p.m. and Manx brothers Ryan and Callum Crowe took their second TT win of the meeting as they became only the third sidecar crew to lap at over 120 miles an hour.
Two wins and 120 miles an hour. Can't beat that, can you? Money can't buy you a dream, can it?
We've gone to a new engine builder. It's all paid off. And not only that, I've been getting looked after, you know, to do these speeds, and yeah, it was just a good TT 2024.
Second place went to the returning Ben Birchall and Kevin Rousseau, whilst Dave Molyneux, the most successful sidecar competitor in TT history, stood on the podium for the first time in 7 years as he and passenger Jake Roberts secured third place.
I still enjoy riding, and going around all the spectators and the fans hanging around, it's better than ever at the minute. It really is. They all put a lot of energy out there into it and make the riders feel pretty special, you know.
We had been due to have the rearranged three-lap Supersport TT Race 2 this afternoon. That hasn't taken place due to rainfall on the mountain course in the last few hours. An updated race schedule for the next 2 days has now been released. You can view that at manxradio.com.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
Inbound at Ronaldsway, The 5:25 Loganair from Manchester came in on time. Next, the 7:25 EasyJet from Gatwick. The 7:55 Loganair from Liverpool, returning patient transfer plane. And then it's the 10:09 Loganair from London City. They're all showing on time. Outbound, the 5:30 EasyJet to Manchester's delayed, should be going out about now. Next, it's the 6 o'clock Loganair to Liverpool. And lastly, tonight, the 7:55 EasyJet return to London Gatwick. On the roads, Hillside Avenue in Douglas closed through to Circular Road for adjacent office window replacement. Part of Switzerland Road in Douglas is closed till November for some building work. In Colby, water main work on Ballykill Ferrick Road with a phase closure. Phase closures on Starview Road for water main work. The Mardadou motorcycle show's on in Peel till 8 o'clock tonight. Some restrictions around parts of the promenade. Remember, the mountain road is one way from Ramsey Hairpin to the Craig in direction of the course until next Tuesday, the 11th of June. And just to reiterate, cycling is strictly prohibited on the mountain road.
Ask how you can spread the cost interest-free at Keyside.
It's been a successful TT for Manx Care. That's according to the head of engagement and communications, Kevin Lawless.
Manx Care have been coping exceedingly well, I think, with the extra pressure that's been put, you know, on us over this TT fortnight. Obviously, you heard from the ambulance service having to deal with over 500 incidents so far. Hopefully, there won't be any more for the remainder of the fortnight. Our translation service that we have in Nobles has really received some excellent feedback from the visitors who've used it. And to be honest, the atmosphere and buzz that's around the island for TT has certainly been mirrored in Manx Care. I've certainly noticed it walking through the corridors of Nobles and with some of the other establishments that Manx Care have. You know, everybody's really up for it, and I think I'd like to say that we relish the challenge. So in that vein, just a big thank you to all our Manx Care colleagues for all the effort that they are putting in and will continue to put in for the TT fortnight. It's been a really fantastic achievement to keep the business as usual running, as well as the kind of additional demands of having a significant amount of visitors on the island. And also, I'd like to give a big shout out to the Manx residents as well, who have really kind of taken on board a lot of our messages around where to seek help over this period. And finally, we've had an advert running on Radio TT for people to come and join us in Manx Care. And we've had, I think it's 4 or 5 inquiries from different specialities so far, which has been great. We're certainly following those up, and no doubt perhaps some of the visitors who are here or be listening will follow up after TT fortnight. So yeah, it's a good result for us so far.
The Isle of Man in 30 minutes. Update on Manx Radio with Andy Wint.
Claims parade laps are being given priority over the actual TT races have been quashed by the head of motorsport. Paul Phillips has been discussing the various changes that have been made to the schedule this week.
I've read online that the organisation prioritises a parade lap or something over something else. That's never, in all, I've worked on 17 TTs and that's never ever been a conversation I've ever seen. Ultimately, we need to run the racing. The racing, it takes quite a long time. A 90-minute race is, in effect, 3 hours' worth of build-up, race, breakdown and go again. A parade lap is 20 minutes. So
there are people wanting to know why the sidecar race was moved.
So basically, the whole schedule was moved by 24 hours, so it was quite straightforward, really.
And how much discussion do you have with the teams? Because I'm just wondering if some of them were planning on leaving tomorrow.
So in the situation we were in, not very much. We had to make decisions with all the information that we had, and we had to make them quickly, given that it was already into the evening and we had people preparing for the next day. The thing is, the schedule's published with all the contingencies attached to it originally from the outset. That's published a year in advance. The rule book and the regulations is published 6 months in advance. And for over 100 years, the TT schedule's been disrupted, and very often races have been moved into the next day. So it's really important that whether you're a competitor or a fan or anything, that you know the schedule will always change. It's always changed in the past and it will always change in the future, and we do our best to explain that at the outset, manage that, communicate around that, but there are things that are beyond our control sometimes, in this case the weather.
Manx Care's got a new pathway to deal with incidents inside the TT course during racing times. After a Manx resident had to help his friend in cardiac arrest while waiting for emergency crews during the practice session last year. Sharing their experience, Dave McAllister and Paul Whitehead.
Dave was working around the back of the house, and it was probably the hottest day of the year, wasn't it?
It was.
I came back round the back and he was kind of lay flat down on his face. Well, first I thought that he'd just passed out because it was so hot, because we'd kind of put water by the side, hadn't we, to, keep drinking all day. And then obviously when I turned him round, I realised it was a bit more serious. So yeah, I rang 999. Person on the other end of the phone kind of talked me through. I kind of already put him into recovery because he was obviously lay flat on his face. So I turned him round, cleared his airways, and then obviously what they told me was new to me, because I think last time I'd done first aid training with the kids football, it was all breaths and all that, which we got told not to do. Now it's all just pumping the blood around the body, I suppose. So I just had to keep like doing beats on his heart, like pumping down on his chest as hard as I could, really, for, well, it was 15 minutes in the end before. So they kept talking to me and just kept telling me to carry on. I kept thinking I'd get the wrong address and everything, but yeah. And then obviously the people, everyone turned up.
Yeah, it has been a long road to recovery, but thanks to the help from Manx Care and obviously all the people in Liverpool, all the work they've done over there for me, it's been amazing.
The coordination that took place on that day in TT last year was incredible, and what it allowed us to do was to actually pull together an idea of a new pathway of the way that we can deal with incidents like this. Following David's incident, we've had another 30 people that we've looked after in a similar way, which has been, it's been marvellous from our point of view.
That's it for Update Tonight, compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader Siobhan Fletcher, producer Amy Griffiths. After the news at 6, D-Day at 80 with Dave Moore. The greatest hits with Simon Clark at 6. Maurice Powell's Little Light Music at 9. An update returns on Monday. Have a good bank holiday weekend.
WINT